Hello, I'm Joel Hughes.
And I'm Aurora Alexander.
And this is the Psychology Pathways Podcast.
We help busy psychology students succeed.
If you want to contact us, send an email to psychologypathwayspodcast, all one word, at gmail.com.
On this episode of the podcast, we'll talk about why you should attend a career fair even if you don't need a job yet. We'll discuss what you should expect to find at a career fair, and we'll give you some tips on how to prepare for a career fair. So, Aurora, There's a career fair coming up on Thursday, February 20th from 11 to 3 p.m. in the Student Rec Center.
Yeah, that's right. I'm excited.
I have never been to a career fair.
I haven't either. As a student, to be completely transparent, I didn't even know that there was such a thing as career services. And then when I found out about it, I go, oh, that's so nice that they would do that. But yeah, I never attended a career fair until I was actually working as a career advisor. So, they're pretty important.
I don't know if my college had a career services center.
Oh, I'm sure. Well,
That's how out to lunch I was when I was in college, and I actually did need to get a job. And yeah. So, I wish that someone would have looked at my resume,
Yes. Or
that I could have met some employers, because right. I was looking through the newspaper for jobs.
Yeah, looking at the want ads.
So why should a psychology student go to a career fair?
So the immediate knee-jerk reaction is to get a job, right? But There's so many other things that are happening at a career fair, especially at this one at Kent State. You can go and find internships. You can go and network and find out about this industry or this career field that you're actually interested in on paper, and actually talk to people that are working within it right now, recruiting for those specific jobs. You can go and talk to them right then.
And it's okay if you don't need a job for a couple years.
Absolutely. What this has done is what's happening is networking. And okay. I know that we've talked about networking and how awful Ooh. That term is. Yeah. But this is where you're planting the seed in their mind, okay. saying, hey, I really want to work in this field. And I'm just one of those good students that are just taking things upon themselves and really trying it out and trying to network and trying to understand about the field. And then later, when you do want a job, you can connect with that person because you've kept this warm contact over time. That seed that was planted is now in a full bloom. And now you probably can get a job because you've networked with that person.
Well, I'm sold. So we'll put the video link and the information in the show notes or description somewhere. But maybe we should talk to someone who actually is in career exploration and development.
I love that. I have the perfect person.
Okay.
Right now, I'm actually going to be introducing Kristen Williams. She is the Executive Director of Career Exploration and Development here at Kent State University. She is a career services professional dedicated to helping students grow their social capital, articulate their skills, and then drive their own career management process.
Well, welcome, Kristen.
Thank you.
And I guess my first question would be, why should a person attend a career fair?
Yeah, there are probably hundreds of reasons why you would want to attend a career fair. So we think about our students broadly. The career fair is really for all students, incoming, first semester, even into their alumnihood. So early alum, early talent. But you would attend the career fair for all the obvious reasons. I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for an internship. But maybe there are things that you haven't thought about. So our career fair showcases all of those opportunities. We also have a whole row dedicated to on-campus student employment, which is a great way to start honing skills, so to meet departments. Maybe you've never been to a career fair, so we think about that student who's never been.
Like
come to see what it's like. It can be overwhelming, so come really just to explore. Maybe you're in the position where you're interning this semester and you're not thinking there's anything you're looking for. Come back and say hi to that recruiter or that organization. Keep the relationship going. We offer a lot of other activities at the fair. So we host a pop-up career closet at the fair. Maybe you need a blazer, a tie, a sport coat, any number of things. Those are free for you to take. We bring the pop-up shop to the career fair, so the closet's there.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I have to ask a question.
Yeah.
I love clothing. And so, wait a minute now, you're giving away clothing?
The only requirement is that you have your flashcard. And actually, at the career fair, we can look you up. So you just need to be a current Kent State student or alum. The clothing is yours to keep. We don't want it
back.
It's yours. So you might have an interview the day after the fair.
Yeah, exactly.
Get a blazer. Get a sports coat. It's a whole array of options for you. We won't have everything there, mm-hmm. but there are two locations, actually. So great question, Aurora. There's two locations for the closet. One is at the Women's Center, housed in Williamson House, and one is in our space in Schwartz, so 261 Schwartz. 8 to 5, you can come in. I'm saying shop. There's no cost. Come and shop the closet.
I'm really glad you brought up that maybe you're not looking for a job right mm-hmm. now, because I think that the stereotype is that you go to find a job.
Right.
But that's not what actually happens.
Right. Actually, it's all about making connections and networking. The job is maybe going to be the outcome of that. Certainly, that might be what helps you to narrow down who you want to go and start talking with. But I would recommend to look at it even more broadly. Look at the organizations. Think about the type of work that you want to be doing in the future and the kinds of organizations that you want to work with. It's your time to make an introduction or to maintain that already existing relationship. So we talk to students regularly about, again, going to check in. I interned with you 2 semesters ago.
Yeah.
Or I want to intern with you. I'm just checking in. I'm just getting a pause. Or I'm a first-year student. Ask the recruiters, typically those are the folks who are coming to the fair, what advice would they give a first-year student? Tell me about your experience. So it's really about conversations and connections. And if you haven't been to our fair ever or in a while, we've really changed up the footprint for that networking activity. So our fair is currently held in our recreation and wellness center on the basketball courts. There's a huge now open middle section that's high top tables, water, some snacks and mints and things to let that happen more organically.
Oh, okay.
So there's a bird's eye view video that you can watch how to navigate a fair. So we'll make sure that we get the link up and link to it. But we recognize it can feel overwhelming. I think the best part about where our venue is you can actually take a peek before you get on the floor. So
ooh.
If you're familiar with our rec center,
right.
Come in the lobby, you can look down over and kind of get your bearings. But now we've also created a space in that space on the ground floor to do that, to grab some water, take a look around, make a list, think about who you want to introduce yourself to, connect with. But even if you're looking for nothing, be open to the opportunities that might come your way. So it's as much about learning how you're going to apply whatever it is you might be learning in the classroom this semester to what those organizations need, as also learning how they might supplement that with what they have to offer. Yes,
wow.
People come because they're looking for jobs and internships, but we see students come because they're just there to explore. It might actually help you make some decisions in the future.
Exactly. So along those lines, like, what should you expect to find at the career fair? Mm-hmm. Not just a job or an internship or free clothes.
Yeah.
What other things could they be finding while they're there?
Yeah, I think it goes back to that decision. Think about the decisions that they're making. Advice. Information about others' journeys. You're going to see that a number of organizations strategically, whether here at Kent State or any other institution, send alumni back. Mm-hmm. So there's an affinity, obviously, for the institution and our students, but so that they can give the perspective of their journey in a familiar way. So I think
that's great.
Journey collecting, that's
yes.
what I tell students.
I call that inside information
yes.
in the class and in the book.
Yes.
And the idea is you need to talk to someone that's already there.
Yep.
And if it's a low pressure, not a job interview opportunity to talk to alumni or recruiters who are already there, that is outstanding.
Yeah.
I actually just recommended the career fair to a student that I'm working with, and she was looking on the internet to try to find internships mm-hmm. for the summer. And I said, first of all, you got to do informational interviews. Mm-hmm. And second of all, you got to go to the career fair, because even though you're not there to say, give me a job today, you're making those connections, and it may be like the friend of a friend.
Yeah.
But what one thing I would like to tell her is, what do you need to do to prepare for a career fair?
Yeah. So you do, part of this networking, you do need to do something to prepare to make these connections. We hear this intro greeting called a power greeting, an elevator pitch, a 30-second introduction. You need to prepare to introduce yourself to someone.
So how does
that
work?
That's what it boils down to.
What do I say?
I need to know who you are, what you're interested in, and really something compelling.
And the name of my cat, and how many brothers and sisters I have. That's in the elevator pitch?
Not all of that.
Okay.
Think in 30 seconds. We might eventually get there over coffee one day. But for this, where it's a little bit of information that's going to start a conversation. I call it the conversation starter. That's what it is. Give me a hook, something that I can quickly know. So let me use myself as an example. And I'm a junior psychology major. So, hi, my name's Kristen. I'm a junior psychology major. I'm really excited about possibilities for interning this summer. What advice would you give me if I were looking for an internship with your organization?
That is super short, very sweet, very succinct and to the point. And you're not going into a bunch of blah, 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 about your life. You're really just opening up the door for the other person to give you information because that's really what you're there for. You're not seeking a best friend. You're actually just wanting to find out information about that particular employer or that line of work. So I think that's great.
The strategy is to end, if not with a question, with a statement that passes the ball back to the other person.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yep. So you're not just standing there and just talking and fumbling, but this allows a student to actually talk about themselves in a professional manner and be able to continue carry on a conversation with another professional.
Exactly, exactly.
So to prepare, I have my elevator speech. I show up with my graphic tee and my flip-flops.
Now, I will say, if you show up in a graphic tee and flip-flops, there's a space for you. We want you to be there. We want you to acclimate. But if you're feeling like you're really taking some effort to prepare, the closet's going to be there that day. See, we talked about the free clothes. It's open today. It's open tomorrow. It's open every day, Monday through Friday. So you might want to also think about professional attire. And we know there's a wide range of what that means across all industries. But we're here to help. We're consulting on that. So yes, we want you to be prepared as professionally dressed as you can. Resume isn't always just to get the job, right? It's also part of that story of who you are. So think about bringing a copy of your resume, because if nothing else, it has contact information so that I can be in touch with you later. So we would encourage you to have a few printed copies of that. We typically offer printing services at the fair too. So we want you to be prepared, but if you've forgotten, it's okay. We can help you with that while you're there. But those are sort of the three key pieces. Have your intro, be professionally dressed, and have your resume. Maybe do a little research. I could emphasize this. Do a little research before. You can do that peek over, as I said, over the balcony. But we're going to have today, as of today, and there's still two more weeks of registration open, 130 employers. I'm anticipating us having 150 employers.
Wow.
You can't go see all of them, even if you spend all 4 hours with us. Strategize. Make your top 10, your top 20, and then recognize that if you have an hour to spend with us, you might get to five. So have a plan of who you're going to go and what your introductions are going to look like at each of those spaces. Again, I'm going to say, watch that video. It's going to help you navigate the space. We know that it's important that to know what to do when you show up. This will show you how to best navigate the actual physical space.
So let's think more broadly than Kent State.
Yeah. 'Cause
I bet that all the universities and colleges in the country have a career fair or similar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, is there any kind of digital platform that they might use or that employers might use to help you remember? Because I can't remember 150 companies.
Yes.
How do I stay in touch or make my presence known? Are people using LinkedIn? What are people using?
Yeah. There are multiple platforms. Many, many schools, upwards of 900 now, are using a platform called Handshake. It's what we use here at Kent State. It is our career management platform. But beyond Kent State, Handshake is also open to all student users from all institutions. So that's early talent drivers. What I mean by that is these are employers and higher education institutions that have come together specifically around career and internship and co-op opportunities for college level talent, entry talent, early talent. Yes, LinkedIn is also a valuable resource. There are a number of other job search websites that we recommend, but the Fortune 1000 is using Handshake. So there's a great opportunity there. We are seeing dramatic growth in the platform in terms of nonprofit, the government sector, creative sectors. It's a great space to match college talent and our employer talent. And for our fair specifically, so here at Kent State this year, you can pre-register for the fair, not required. If you didn't, we still want you to show up. But we're going to do a drawing of our pre-registrants for $50 of flash cash. 10 of those will go out.
Okay.
And if you haven't done that, we don't want that to be the end of your relationship with Handshake. We'll also have some stations down in our refresh and impress area. That's the networking area I was talking about earlier, where you can activate your Handshake account 10 lucky people who activate with us that day at the fair, same thing. $50 of flash cash.
Okay.
So great reasons to get on and get into Handshake.
And just for clarification, signing up for Handshake is free.
It's free. You already have an account if you're a Kent State student or recent alum because we've imported your account. All you need to do is activate. You can access it at kent.edu career or through Flashline.
Nice. Okay. So as far as a student preparing for this kind of, you know, life journey, I think that it would be good to maybe set some appropriate goals. Yeah. What are some good goals for someone to have if they are planning to go to a career fair? What's something that's attainable for a student?
Yeah, I think we think of the obvious, which is to have a job or internship. Let that be the long range objective. To connect to three new individuals, to ask some good questions about your field. You mentioned the informational interview. You might not have the time or the employer might not have the capacity to do that that day, but think about setting something up, setting up a next step. What's your follow-up after the fair? A good goal for someone who is in an active search could be to land X number of interviews or follow-up conversations after the fair. If I'm thinking I'm very intro in this and I'm not yet maybe on the job search, to learn X number of things, five new things about this company that I'm interested in. And I always think one goal that we should all have is how am I going to apply what I learned today back to something in a class that I'm taking here now? So relevancy, I think, is important. How is this work that I'm doing in my life journey relevant to today, something I'm doing today?
That's outstanding. So if I'm not at Kent State University, I think I would be searching the internet for my university and career fair. And absolutely. Probably something will pop up.
Yes.
But if I am at Kent State University, how do I find out more information about this career fair?
Sure. So you should see messages in Flashline, but if you visit www.kent.edu career, you'll see the information about the spring fair on our calendar events page. It's all there.
We'll put the link in the show notes, and you're making me wish that I had gone to career fairs when I was in college, because as a psychology major, I didn't know they were a thing. I thought it was just business students, and I didn't realize how valuable it would be to have the practice of the elevator pitch and to make the connections and to learn about what employers in the real world are thinking about, because I did work for a couple of years with my bachelor's degree before I applied to a master's degree. And so that's outstanding information. Thanks so much for coming by, Kristen Williams, and it's been great having you on the podcast. Is there anything you'd like to leave us with?
You know, just this last thought for me around all majors. Employers are recruiting major specific, but they're also looking for broad skill sets. So dig into what you're learning in those classes and think about the skills you're carrying away. There is something for everyone at the fair. So we hope you all show up.
Well, I want to go, but I'll tell you what, I'll recruit the students from my classes, but they won't let me have any of the clothes from the closet, I don't think.
Well, thank you very much for having me today. I appreciate it.
Okay, so if you're a student at Kent State University, the next career fair is Thursday, February 20th. And one thing I'm going to point out is that we do not have any affiliate marketing. We do not have any sponsors. And so if any companies are mentioned, like LinkedIn or Handshake, it's because they are really out there. And we're not describing them because we get anything out of it.
Nope.
And so the fact that the, what does she call it? The 1,000 companies?
The Fortune.
The Fortune 1000 are all using Handshake. Okay, that's big enough now that I don't need an endorsement for me to be able to talk about that.
Yeah.
And I'm not on Handshake, but I guess I'm not early talent. So if you're a student, you need to be on Handshake. And I guess another thing I'll say is if you're not at Kent State, again, there is probably a career fair at your university or college. Find out now, because if it's in the spring, it's coming up soon.
Right.
Thank you for joining us for the Psychology Pathways podcast. Remember, we're not acting as an official spokesperson for anyone, and this podcast is not endorsed by any department or university. The views expressed here are ours alone. This podcast is the private social media property of Joel Hughes and Aurora Alexander, and is not a social media platform representing any department or university. We hope you'll join us for the next episode.
If you enjoyed the show, rate us at iTunes or Spotify and tell your friends.
Find out more at psychpathways.com. That's P-S-Y-C-H pathways.com.
And send your listener questions to psychologypathwayspodcast@gmail.com.